Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very heavy. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Right, so the lovely digital producer to the stars.
Yes.
Producer Tron is in here.
To the star. To I don't know if star. You're a star,
okay,
role.
Okay, Mike's out.
Thank
get
you,
out.
Trini.
Get
Thank
out.
You, Trini. Stay, Trini. Stay.
I'll turn Mike back on now.
Thank you. Anyway, stop being so rude to each other. Trin has a story for us.
I'm listening. Maybe.
Don't make her uncomfortable. She's trying to bring us content. It's good content as well.
Bring it, darling.
Okay, great. So, if you're a long-time listener, you would know that I was looking for a flat earlier this year and you guys helped me
yes.
with a profile.
Yes.
I found that flat, but I was too scared when applying for it to mention I had a cat
okay.
on the lease.
Fair.
So I was like, I'll wait until we move in, we get comfortable,
yep.
we're proven to be good tenants, and then I'll email the real estate and be like, hey, can I put a cat on the lease?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get an email last week, we've got a flat inspection.
Yeah.
Oh, and the cat hasn't been mentioned and now it's too late because you can't go, oh, by the way, can I have a cat?
Yes. So.
Smelly cat.
Okay.
Smelly cat.
So I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do about this cat?
Yeah.
This cat. My cat.
Your cat.
This random cat that's in my house.
So they gave
eyes.
Us
a
very cute cat.
They gave
cat.
Us a time and they're like, it'll be between 11 and 1.
Right. Okay.
And I had to put her in her cage, go down to the basement where my flatmate's car is, put her in the car. And then I was too scared to even wait in the basement because I was like, what if they come and check like the basement for some weird reason? So I had to drive and I parked up at the local petrol station
yep.
and just waited there for an hour and a half
yep.
for the inspector to leave.
Right. And they, no signs? Like, does she have toys and food bowls and
okay,
stuff?
She has toys. I had to hide her litter box. I had to hide her toys. I had to hide her food. And then also,
smelly cat.
I had to spend an hour getting rid of any trace of fur off the carpet.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. But look, we haven't heard anything back yet. Okay.
Scratching
I think
pole?
It's fine.
Any little scratching poles?
She's got a scratching board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't think.
Slugs.
Empty your glands. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine. Why don't you go and like do something with her? Like take her for like a little like lunch or something. I don't know. Yeah, like.
Have like, you ever had a cat? You can't take cats. Like,
why?
Cats hate, they hate
away,
you.
They'll
the,
freak out.
Yeah, they hate you at the best of times.
Meow, meow.
Wait, so you can't what take if you had it on a lead and had it?
I've tried to put her on a lead and she played dead.
Oh,
right, didn't like it. So it had
meow.
To be sitting in the car.
She just, and she kept on meowing randomly. Like, it'll be like 5 minutes silence and then she'll be like, meow, meow.
Aww.
Yeah, she prefers Shell over BP.
Yeah. That was good from you.
Thanks, Trini.
So I wanted to ask you all, what did you hide from your real estate agent?
What did you hide? Did you hide anything ever?
No.
No, that's an obvious yes. What
well,
is it?
There's been a, well, one time, well, I don't really hide things.
You're a homeowner like, now.
Yes, it doesn't really matter, does it? But I'm
back in the day.
I am waiting for some bond back, so I'm just going to not say what I've recently hid.
Interesting.
But in Brisneyland, my friends well, a guy that I was sleeping with, his dog chewed a hole in my wall, his puppy, and I just put a little, like, little thing over it when I left.
Oh, that was fine?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. I don't know. They sold it, like, a couple months later.
Sweet.
I know. I wanted to buy it, but.
Sold it as is.
Sold as is. I mean, post-dog chew. Have you ever hid anything from a real estate agent?
No, I let it go. I remember one time I didn't even do, like, washing of my undies, which was on the floor and stuff. I didn't care.
Well, it's not about neatness. It's about quality of,
Yeah, what did I hide? I didn't actually have anything really to hide because I didn't really have like lots of money when I was younger and I just like the bare necessities.
Yeah, so they were like, this poor thing will let him go.
They're like, not a lot of stuff here. Must be hiding something.
Yeah, hiding everything in a cupboard. Yeah, no, I don't have anything
okay.
to hide.
Right.
I'm an honest person who follows the rules.
We're asking you guys, 131060, what did you hide from your real estate agent? Like Trin. Do you have a Trin-like experience where you went to the service station and just hid?
With my cat.
With a cat.
A cat, a dog, yeah. a fish. Because fish are stinky.
Yeah, with the contraband. Why, are you getting the water and smell them? How do you do that? Open up your gills and go, ew. 131060. We'll take calls next.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Naughty,
so we asked you all, what did you hide from a real estate agent?
We did. We asked everyone. A couple of calls
we asked,
too.
And here's what you said. Jody.
Hi there, Abby. Hey. Hi, guys.
Hey, hey, babes.
What did you hide?
Similar to Trent, I actually hid my cat. And I've actually done it several times. I've done sort of like Trent did and went
Sorry.
Is that your cat?
He's being silly.
I went to the gas station one time. I went to my grandma's. But the time that I was actually telling them about was I actually hid the cat in the house during the inspection.
Oh, clever.
How? Where wasn't it meowing? How did you
hiding in plain
meowing?
Sight.
I was lucky because he was being very quiet at the time. But when they first came in, the way my house is, my ensuite is up the front. So I hid in the garage with the cat while my sister-in-law, inspect my area. Then when they went down the rest of the house, I basically snuck from the garage into my room and closed my door.
Oh, my God.
That's
and then you
Bond
were like,
stuff.
You're done with that? You're done with this room? Don't come back in.
Yeah, do not come
back in. Yeah, pretty much, yep.
Wow. Were you scared the whole time, like, shaking with the cat?
I was terrified. I was just, like, sitting there going, okay, good boy.
Well, I'm proud that you made it. I'm proud that it worked.
Good boy.
David, what did you hide from a real estate agent?
I hid a sheep.
Sorry? Sorry, David? What do you mean you hit a sheep?
You know, a sheep.
Well, we've got one, and it's still in the house, and it started off as a lamb, a baby lamb, and it's grown into a sheep now, so it's pretty big.
So was it from and you're renting?
Yeah.
Yeah, David's stupid.
It's in a unit. It's in a unit. It's in a unit.
The sheep's in a unit.
Mate, Dave, bro, you can't be putting sheep in units.
I think you can. I think Dave's a great sheep father.
Put me on a video call and I'll show it to you.
Oh, my God, I wish. Oh,
get him on FaceTime now.
Oh,
I want to see
God,
it.
Oh, my God, the sheep. That is. So where did you hide the sheep? In the cupboard?
No, we put it in the back of the car and then we take it for a drive to its mother-in-law's house and we keep it there and then we bring it back.
What's the sheep's name?
Casey.
Casey.
And it's got a jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Is it warm?
Yeah, what does it look like? What's the jacket look like?
Oh, multiple jackets. Got an orange one and a checkered one. And
oh, what a spoiler.
You've got a text line and I'll send you a picture of it in the Halloween costume.
Absolutely. Halloween costume.
We'll get information from you from producer Trina and producer Max. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Yeah, hold on.
And we'll get some
hold on there, David.
Info for you because we need to see this. Michaela, what did you hide from a real estate agent?
Hey, Queen.
Hey.
I hid a
Queen.
whole ass person.
Like, what do you mean?
The bum.
Our housemate. So me and my partner have been living with our housemate for a while, and we just were struggling to get a place with him. So we just told him that we were having my brother come and stay with us for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Classic line.
So, yeah, they just think it's me and my partner and that we're a happy little family, but it's really us and a grown male.
Why was it hard to find somewhere with this person?
Yeah.
Well, we live on the Mornington Peninsula and it just, the market down there over COVID was ridiculous. We applied for over like 50 properties. So it was just easier when we said that we were a couple that wanted to start a family than three mid-20-year-olds.
That is
iconic
and you've roared at the system and I love it.
Bye.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergories.
Chattergories, I love it. You love it. We all love it.
I love it. You love it. We all love it.
You know, I'm feeling extra energetic because I've had sour straps and also I chugged an oak just then. A chalky milk. I've had a chalky milk.
I chugged an oak. She's actually, funnily enough, Abby's just got off a truck driving shift and she's just chugged an oak, had a sausage roll in her back pocket, and she's ready to party.
How good is a sausage roll and an oak? Anyway,
very good.
So here's what happens on categories. There are three categories. Yeah. The first is the category, a.k.a. my category. It is literally anything I want.
True.
I don't care if you think it's fair. It's my show. Name on the show. Doesn't matter. Call Dave Cameron if you have an issue.
Yeah, call
him. Call our boss.
Call him.
Doesn't matter. The second category is the contestants' category. It can be whatever they want within reason.
Yeah, bro.
Within reason. It cannot be their mum. That makes no sense.
But yeah, but you're saying your mum.
No, please. Oh, yeah. The third category is chosen by our producers, Maxie and Trini. We love it.
Max and Trini.
Trini and Susanna.
Who's Susanna?
You know Trini and Susanna? That's calling you Susanna.
Executive producer Susanna.
If you ever need an alias.
He'll hate that. He'll come Susanna. In here and beat me up. He loves it. Okay.
You guys should do a drag show together.
God.
And it'll be Trini and Susanna.
Oh, my God. We'll do it. We'll rate it.
100%. Anyway, sorry.
We're playing a game. The contestant tonight.
Sarah.
Hey.
Hi, Sarah. Sorry for that long-winded intro.
That's right. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
actually.
You
right.
did enjoy it. I heard you chortling to yourself in the background.
Oh, how good is Trini and Susanna?
Doesn't know them.
Cool.
Good chat, Sarah. Thanks.
You right, Sarah?
No worries.
No worries.
Oh, she's there. Okay, good. Well, you ready to play, doll?
I'm so ready.
You better
okay,
be.
Let's go.
Here we go. Names Question number one. Names as buzzers. Abby's category is first, like usual, as per. And the category is Abby's mum, Laura.
Yep. Do you know my mum, Laura?
You met Laura?
Oh, no, don't know Laura.
That's all right.
Well, I have a whole highlight that says mum, so you could have watched that in preparation.
Wasn't completely unfair.
All right, let's go.
Chatfield, less aggression, please.
I'm sorry, babe. I'm just amped up.
You are.
I've had the oak.
Stop eating the South Wraps.
I've had an oak as well.
Here comes the question. What is Laura's profession?
Abby.
Sarah.
Abby.
Well, she's actually now semi-retired, but she was a teacher.
Correct.
I was going to say that.
Wow. So that's impressive.
Good. That's good. That is good you were going to say that.
That's good. Laura would love that.
Luckily, question two is your category, Sarah. And your category is dog breeds, which is brave because Abby loves dogs.
I love puppies.
Name a dog breed beginning with P.
Abby.
Sarah.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, Abby.
Pug.
Yeah, I'll take pug. So sorry, Sarah.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
Oh.
She was very quick.
I'm very quick, Sarah.
Speechless,
I'm
Sarah.
Really sorry, Sarah.
You've done a great job. I'm going to give it to you.
Thanks, Sarah.
Don't be so nice. You know what?
No, I love you, Sarah.
I'm going to have to.
Look, I've been listening to you guys since the beginning, so I'm happy to give it over to you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you, Sarah.
Love you too, Sarah.
Thank
you. Love you, darling. Chattergrees, remember, if you want to play Chattergrees at Hot Nights of Abby's Instagram, you have to DM us. Slide on in the DMs. Slime on in the DMs if you
Slime
like.
Slime on in, baby.
And you got to give us your expert category. You won't just roll you into play. You have to have a category for us.
100%.
And I would say, think of one that maybe Abby does not know.
Yeah, think of things that I'd have no idea about, like movies.
Good one. Play it soon. I love it. Chattery.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
So you mentioned something today.
Are you saying I didn't mention something?
You didn't. And producer Trin mentioned it. And I just want to know if you'd like to share with the class.
The class?
Yeah.
No?
I heard that you and Lucy took a step in your relationship.
Okay. This is giving bullying. This feels bullying.
Don't use the word bullying.
No.
It's not bullying.
This feels like you're taking the piss.
I am. That's not bullying.
Well,
I'm allowed to take the piss, babe.
I thought you liked Lucy.
I love Lucy, but tell everyone what you did or I will.
You can tell them. You can if you think it's such a big deal, you can tell them.
Rowan and Lucy are Facebook official.
So now my mother and my nan on Facebook will be very happy
to
see.
Sorry, Eliza, our PR for the show. Eliza's in the little booth cracking up.
No one cares.
She doesn't know. She didn't know. She was in the planning meeting.
No one cares.
Actually, no one cares about you being Facebook official. That's what
I'm
saying.
Why are you bringing it up?
Because being Facebook official, it's not 2011, mate. Like, what? Who was that for?
Well, not you. We're not even on Facebook.
But also, who? Okay, who? We aren't even friends on Facebook. Exactly. Someone so close to you now. That's how outdated Facebook is. It's like, do you put on your Bebo as well?
I don't even know what that
is. On your MySpace? Did you change your MSN bio to Rowan Love Lucy?
Oh, my God.
Is that what you did? Lucy. love heart, kiss face. Is that what you did?
Sorry, you're still talking. I'm just on Instagram looking for anything more interesting in this conversation to look at.
There's nothing more interesting to me. So, and it's my show.
Well, keep talking then.
So you transported back to 2011 and you uploaded. So who initiated it? Tell me.
My friend Dylan texted me and was like, are you and Lucy like a thing now? And I was like, we've been a thing for, I would say, months. He's like, it's not Facebook official. And I was like,
oh, girl.
I didn't know that was still a thing.
It's not.
And then I was like, hey, you want to be Facebook official? She was like, lol, yes. And I was like, done. And here we are telling everyone on the radio at 11 minutes past seven.
It's just so silly, isn't it? It's just so silly to be. And did you feel like it was something that you need? Do you feel peer pressured then? Is that what you're saying? Did Dylan peer pressure you?
No, there's just a lot of people in Tasmania I don't talk too much that might know. You know, one time.
Don't they follow you on Instagram?
No, not everyone. And by the way, I remember one time it was like probably 5 years ago, and I put a photo up as a joke with a girl from one of the music labels, and I was like, I gave her some flowers for something, I can't even remember, it's no long ago, and I was like, we're engaged, congratulations. I had so many people in Tasmania going, wait, I didn't even know you had a girlfriend. So it's like, right. There's also another kind of part of my life that I guess I don't talk to people from school
but
a lot
because I live out.
It doesn't matter, mate.
Why does it matter if I know about Lucy? And I want to know as well.
I would say this is probably the dumbest thing we've spoken about on this radio show.
Did you sell it?
Out of all the things we can talk about, all the fun things.
Get ready for the dumb button, mate, because you're getting very toasty. You're getting very
lamest. No, it's fine. It's like, it's just the lamest excuse for a radio break. There's people doing actually fun stuff.
This is actually fun for me. I actually stopped you talking about it in that planning meeting because it was so fun for me. Did you celebrate afterwards? How did you celebrate after? Did you say, did you text your mum saying, by the way, mum, we're official?
Wow.
Are you taking it to the formal?
What formal? Oh, the high school formal. Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, that's what you do before. Eliza's cracking up. I think listeners are cracking up as well. You're having a little sook, yeah. Because it's sorry.
You could say anything. You could say anything, and Eliza would think it was funny because she wants to be your best friend.
Eliza and I went to high school together.
Yeah, great.
Eliza and I went to the fit longer than I've known you. Eliza's one of the people has me on Facebook. Eliza has me on Facebook.
Great.
And Eliza would laugh at me if she saw I went fishing with Conrad on Facebook.
No, she would see you and go, oh, congrats.
No, she wouldn't. She would give me
shit. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't reckon.
Why are you being so stroppy?
No, it's fine. It's like, it just feels weird. It just was something that I put on Facebook and it's like the biggest joke in the world.
But did you celebrate afterwards?
No. Celebrate what? We've been together for months.
Babe, have a laugh. Come on. It is funny.
So funny. Actually, you know, I'm going to take it off now. Joke's over.
She's going to think you broke up with her.
Yeah, maybe. And we'll blame you. The chat field.
Babe, you better lock her down for the formal because she won't go with you anymore.
Well, she may not. What are we going to do? Then you'll have to find me someone else.
I'll have to find you someone else from another school.
Yeah.
You have to ring in. And then she won't know any of your friends and it'll be awkward. I think we stick with Lucy. I think you leave Facebook official.
Do you think we stick with Lucy?
We stick Great. With Lucy. I really like Lucy.
Well, I'm glad I have your permission.
Babe, lovely. You need to do an attitude check.
Okay, well.
Because we are having a fun evening together.
Well, great to start the show
I've had 3 panic attacks today and this is the happiest I've felt all day. All day.
Well, I'm glad. Never mind. Not going to say it.
Babe.
Not going to say it.
Come on, put a smile in your dial.
Did you know 19 years ago, Finding Nemo came out? That's probably more exciting. On this day. Did you know that? I just found that
and
I was...
Back when
you were talking
still
then,
doing
I was...
Facebook official relationships.
Because they were.
So it's been 19 year long. Since Finding Nemo came out, they've been doing it. So 19 years strong.
Okay. That's good. Anyway, very happy for Lucy.
It's very vintage. It's kind of like a Polaroid camera. Nostalgic.
Well, I like Polaroid cameras. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Gorgeous. Hey, we went out last night.
Yeah.
After the show.
Okay, so we had plans.
Oh, yeah.
We changed the plans due to my anxiety. Yes. Thank you for letting me change the plan. That's okay. What you need a friend when you go, don't really feel like doing that, feel a bit anxious, and they go, yeah, right.
All right, okay. I said, you're called her.
Let's change it. So we end up going for a drinky poo with your girlfriend.
Yes, very new girlfriend.
Very new girlfriend, 3 days. I'm counting.
We met over Easter at one of the supermarkets buying a bunny. And we actually both reached for the same Kinder Bunny.
Yeah.
And then our hands touched on the same
and
bunny.
And then you kiffed.
And then we kiffed in the supermarket. It was that electric that our eyes caught. We held our hands on the bunny. And then we were so hot for each other, it actually melted the bunny.
Really?
Yeah,
you pay for it? You break it, you buy it?
We ran. We both ran. Ran straight back to my house. No, so.
You're cooked.
Lucy, you met the wonderful Lucy.
I did. Yeah. How's she going?
Good. Yeah, she's great.
Anything happening?
Well, actually, I do have to bring up. So we had a great drink. We hung out.
We had all three of us. Yeah.
You left. All good.
Yeah. Gave you some space.
And then after you left, I kept calling her Abby.
When you say you kept calling her Abby, like how many times are we talking?
Two, maybe three. But it was never like, it wasn't like Abby. Remember how you call me Conrad sometimes?
Yeah.
It wasn't like Conrad and it keeps going. It was like, I kept calling her Abby Luce.
Because I've called you Conrad a few times and I've called Conrad Marco a few times.
Have you ever called Conrad Rowan?
I've gone, Conrad. Not to let us, Conrad. I've gone to call him a slug or something. But you know what it is? It's because you put these people.
Go on, say it.
It's because you put the people in the same category in your brain.
Lovers?
Nope.
You
no
wish, close, you wish, jellyfish.
Close people to you.
Yeah.
Bestie vibes only.
Yeah,
because absolutely. what is a partner but not a best friend who you can melt chocolate with?
Yeah, our hands were hot and heavy.
Yeah. Did she pick it up?
She's so lovely. I don't think she would have brought
it
up.
No,
but yeah. I knew it every time. I thought about it, and I got a little shiver. Yeah.
Oh,
oops.
Oh, don't get a shiver when you say my name, Abby.
No, I got it wrong.
That's so embarrassing.
Well, you call me Conrad sometimes.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not embarrassed about it.
I was just like, oops. This is also new, you know?
It's also new, yeah. And you see, to be fair, you're probably the person I talk directly to the most.
Yes.
Because it works so. Same. Anyone can get subbed in with your name.
Totally.
Like, anyone could be Rowan because it's like.
Not anyone
could be Jazzy.
The slug.
Yeah, the slug.
It's a shame, actually. You actually didn't stick around long enough for us both to come into our slugness.
Yeah, so I was with them and you had promised me that you were both slugs.
I'm slugging all the time, but Lucy, it's like a full moon werewolf type vibe, except like a were-slug.
Yeah, but were-slug vibes. But also, when I asked her, I said, we went to the bathroom, I said, so when are you transforming? Like, I'd love to watch it.
Yeah,
like,
what'd she say?
And she said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's like an Animorphs vibe. We've got to keep it low key. See, she might not know.
Yeah, it's like H2O. Just add slime.
She actually might not know that everyone knows.
She might not know. And I was like, babe, we've got a national radio show. Everyone knows.
So now she's trying to keep it hidden that she transforms. Oh, poor Lucy. I'm going to have to tell her.
Lucy, babe, get a grip.
We know.
Come on, Lucy. We know. Get your dry wipes ready.
Oh, she even tried to deny she didn't know what a dry wipe was. I was there for that.
So a dry wipe basically is a slug version of a wet wipe because you don't want to be more wet, you're going to be dry.
Okay, now we're being silly.
Okay, we're silly.
So, we want to know, anyway. We want to know, what do you call your partner?
If you got a good one, give us a call.
What'd you accidentally call them? What'd you accidentally call your partner? 131060, let us know. Call us. Or not, like, don't matter. No, call us, please.
Hot Nights Podcast.
So you've been calling your new girlfriend.
Abby.
Yeah. Name's Lucy, you've been calling her. Abby. By accident. I've called you Conrad a few times.
Yeah. I did it. I actually have never done it other than last night.
I think was with you guys.
Yeah.
So we asked you all with a lot of passion. We begged you all to call.
So we said, hey, listen.
Listen.
It is revenue critical that you call.
Yes, please. So people called and we asked, what have you called your partner?
Yeah, accidentally. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. So it's really awkward, but my brother and my partner have very similar names.
Okay.
So occasionally I've called my partner my brother's name. And it's not my fault. One's Mitchell, the other one's Michael.
Yeah, not good.
Mitchell, Michael.
Yeah, and you can't even save it, though. Michael. You can't save even it.
Can't save it.
Because if you go my or me, it's very... What kind of situations has this happened in, like at family?
Oh, luckily, it's always like at... Like, while I'm around both of them, it's never been, like, on my own.
So you can really play it off. Still. You can play it off.
Yeah, I can play it off. I can just be like, oh, yeah, sorry, all good. But I'm very lucky.
Thanks.
nothing too scandalous, obviously, you with the partner and the accidentally.
Yuck.
No, you never know if it's asked. I don't know. You don't know if you don't ask. I'm sorry, Steph. I just had to ask.
My worst fear, hey.
That would be the worst.
Yeah.
Because, like, Mitchell, it's kind of similar.
Yeah.
Similar. Don't look at me like that. We're getting too. Don't look at me like
slime
that.
Slime along.
Oh, slime along.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe, my friend and I on the weekend, we were crying of laughter about Pink doing that amazing silk acrobats she does.
Oh, yeah. What? She's the only one that does that.
We weren't laughing at her. We were laughing at, like, why that? Like, she's so talented. She's so fit. It would take so much effort, so much energy. And we were just watching at this drinks, at Taco Night, pre-bum wax.
Yeah.
We were watching compilations.
Why?
Of best acrobatic Pink performances. And we were crying of laughter thinking about Pink. The first time she felt those silks, she thought, this is me. This is a bit of me. I want to ask Pink, I'm sure it's somewhere, but I want to ask Pink, like, when did you first get your hands on those silks and was it electrifying?
You know, I don't reckon it must be electrifying, but I don't think, you know what, I would put money behind it. I don't think anyone's ever said to her, I reckon everyone's always said, I love the acrobatics and the spinning.
It's amazing.
I don't reckon anyone's ever gone, hey, Pink.
Why?
Why?
Like, what? But like, why?
I don't
but
think anyone's why? Ever gone, no, I understand, Pink. It's great. You look good
amazing.
Doing it. You're so
it's
strong.
It's incredible. No, it is amazing. Pink. I love her.
But
why?
But what? Because you sing so good. Why are you spinning?
I know. And it's and then we're watching this. Then we found part of her best acrobatic tricks. It was like a fan edit.
Mm.
And she was wet in one of them. And
she's
She was like soaking wet.
Oh, right.
Like she was like, they'd done like a water trick, right? So they were like six there were six acrobatic people above her doing the silks.
I can't
and then
do
she
it.
Was underneath them soaking wet, spinning. But I was laughing, we were crying of laughter because everyone, it was like at the Grammys or something. And everyone below her was getting wet because she was spinning like a helicopter.
But what is this?
And all the water was going on like 6 meters diameter, like all around, all over everyone in the Grammys in their suits being like in an umbrella.
Can you imagine?
Front row.
Can you imagine
so
P.
funny.
Diddy down there? Going, he goes Pink again with the spinning shit. Look at him. Ah! It's stop.
Like, and she said, I'm not saying it's unnecessary. I'm not saying it's untalented. I'm wondering what we just thought. What was the motivation? That's my question. And the other thought we had, we were talking about SingStar.
Oh, just make a start about SingStar,
right? And talking about singing, I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
Oh,
banger,
I
right?
See
that's
where it
how
started.
That's what the segue was.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Pink
then
chat.
My friend Maggie was talking about how in the rumpus room. They used to have SingStar, and I said, haven't heard the term rumpus room in a while. What's happened to rumpus room? Has modernity made us have no rumpus rooms anymore? What's happened to a rumpus? Have you heard anyone refer to their rumpus room recently?
You guys are idiots. Like, I don't know how you...
What do you mean?
I...
Have you heard
I have not,
talk
no,
about their rumpus room?
I have not actually met anyone refer to
I think there should be a national room. Inquiry into where rumpus rooms have gone because I haven't heard the term rumpus room in a very long time. And those houses haven't been demolished.
A spare room.
No. A rumpus room is a very specific thing. A rumpus room, I would say, goes down into the ground.
They do, don't they?
And
they
have
steps
a TV.
Into it.
And you have like a few weights, maybe like a leg master that goes in and out to watch TV on. And then you've got like your SingStar stuff and your Wii remotes.
And there's beanbags.
There's beanbags. Or Maggie was saying she used to sit on her mum's exercise ball and sing SingStar in her little Roxy board shorts.
Man.
And then I thought, what does rumpus even mean? It was just...
We should talk about this maybe very soon. Who has a rumpus room?
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Bro, you and I love a pub feed.
Oh, big time.
Like, and I think most Australians do love a pub feed. Like, yeah. You can go to any pub, any RSL, any surf club, and you can guarantee you're going to get a decent, good meal.
That's
like,
true.
Nothing better. When I was in the jungle, all I was craving was a good pub feed good with pub a food. Nice beer, you know, on tap.
Off the wood.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
And there's been some data released by me and you. You know those little like, QR code things?
They are one of the great things to come out of COVID. The order at your table. Oh, fantastic.
No lining up, order, don't talk to anyone. And also no issues if you're a server, no issues with people saying, well, I didn't order that. You got it wrong.
No,
well,
no,
you're
you
the one
with
the buttons.
Correct.
It's your issue.
Correct.
So I think everyone is stoked with this invention.
Totally.
But they've done some research and they've released some info.
Interesting.
About the most popular pub feeds broken down state by state. Now, what would you say your favourite pub feed is?
My, I go between a palmy.
Yep.
And I like wings. I like chicken wings. I like some chicken wings, like some barbecue kind of chicken wings, maybe a little bit of ranch. Or I do, other than the wings, I throw down to a salt and pepper calamari. That's my vibe.
Yeah.
And a pint. Got to do a pint.
I'll go to a pint.
Do a pint, mate.
See, the wings I would never order, but if you ordered the wings, I'd very happily eat them or steal them from you if they were only yours. I'd very easily. I never think of a wing, but that's actually a good one.
Do you do a hot wing? Like a buffalo? Like a big
I do a buffalo. I do a buffalo. Yeah, with a little bit of a blue cheese.
Oh, I love
it. Like a ranchy.
Love a blue cheese.
That means, well,
what's the vibe?
You and I, turns out, we're pretty basic because apparently the national most popular meal is chicken schnitzel, which I reckon is actually a chicken palmy. Now, this is my answer as to why.
Okay.
A lot of places have chicken schnitzel and the new plus $5 Parmigiana.
You do the add-on.
So I reckon this data is skewed because when we look at scientific data, we have to make sure it's in context and we have all the information. But how many times have you gone to a pub and you go, oh, can I get a palmy, but only schnitzel is on the menu?
Yeah, you go on the me and you and you got to add on.
On the me and you add on. So I reckon that schnitty, I don't think it's just a schnitzel. I think it's a schnitzel of all kinds.
Although I'm looking here and it says New South Wales, most popular meal, chicken schnitzel, and then next, the chicken parmigiana. So maybe it is the schnitzel.
No one gets a schnitzel,
no one's
mate.
Just doing a schnitzel.
No, no. Sorry.
Like, you're putting the sauce on it. You're never. Putting the cheese.
I've never been out and someone got
too
them craving.
Dry.
I'm craving a dry schnitzel.
Oh,
no one's
some
ever done
and
that.
Some lemon. No.
Unless they want to put mushroom sauce on it, though, actually. Actually.
Oh.
It's confusing. Anyway, and there's a breakdown state by state. Okay. So New South Wales, you know, have things like chicken schnitzel, parmigiana, some type of squid, a margarita pizza, I'm
delicious.
Assuming.
Delicious.
And fish and chips. The sides, like garlic bread, sweet potato fries, things like that.
Yeah,
Victoria,
right.
Parma. I mean, we'd say Parma.
I don't
obviously.
Know why you would say Parma.
Because it's parmigiana.
I get it because it's kind of parmigiana, but you know, we do the E, like parmi. Give me a parmi, bruh.
Yeah, bruh. I actually got like kind of given a bit of shit because I. Well, when I moved down to Sydney, I started calling it a Palma because I got ashamed. Because Sydney's kind of half-half.
Yeah.
So Queensland is very palmy.
Yep.
Melbourne's very Palma. Is Tassie very palmy?
Tassie's palmy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Sydney is a mix of both. So it's like half-half. So I'd be around some people. They would say Palma. So I would say Palma. Then I got used to that. Then I would say palmy. And people go, eat from Melbourne. I'm like, it's not that big of a deal, but also, no. Yeah. So now I stand by my roots and I say palmy as a Queensland girl.
Interesting.
It's a whole lot of chicken palmy, fish and chips from Victoria, same thing. Queensland schnitzel, calamari, fried chicken burger, steak sandwich, you know. South Australia. Now, this one worried me.
Did it?
Beef schnitzel.
Oh, I don't mind a beef schnitzel, to be fair.
You know why that is, I reckon? You know why I reckon that
Yum.
Is?
What?
Because South Australia, I think, they have a little town. It's like a little German town near Adelaide. I have a theory that there's a lot of German people.
Well, that, why do they have German pork knuckle descent. On here then? They would love a pork knuckle.
But they have chicken schnitzel, beef schnitzel, squid, whatever.
Mm.
Pie, and I would say pie is kind of German.
Yeah.
And a steak sandwich.
Okay, I love a steak sandwich.
It's just a whole lot of the same stuff. We're very basic country, but that means we are easy to please. We truly are a laid-back country, as they all say we are.
Did you see the list there about the most popular drinks?
No.
Did you not see that down below? Give you the hot tip. I reckon everyone knows what the main cocktail is.
Yeah. Espresso martini, everyone.
Got to get one.
But
What do you mean? Was that a... Did you, are you right? You're having one now.
I hate them.
Yeah, but
they're so delicious. No, I'm getting vomit mouth, please. I'm not trying to be funny. Actually, like, I was going to talk about them and I felt really ill. I can't. You know why?
Really?
I have trauma. I have espresso martini trauma. And isn't it classic? Like, I drank too many that I vomited. It's not. It's this. It's that... For a while there in Brisbane, the hospo scene, when I used to work in hospo, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
As I don't remind you enough.
Yeah.
People started to do on tap espresso martinis. And they were...
Get her a bucket. Tell Eliza to get her a bucket.
Eliza's saying, there's a bin there, don't worry. But they were basically syrup.
I know the ones they used to click down and you used to just pour it out into like a glass.
And there was no crema, and it just ruined the whole thing for me. And also, Patron XO, it's discontinued now.
Oh, yeah, I've been stocking that. I've got a couple of bottles.
Well, stock it up. We were at a hotel on the weekend, and my friend found it in the bar fridge. And she was like, guys, it's shot it. And I was like, don't know what's wrong with you. Because that was a thing that old weird men used to buy for me and her. We used to work at the bar together to, like, hit on us.
Okay.
So I was, like, kind of forced to drink Patron XO to, like, get a tip, you know?
Well, listen. If you're on the East Coast, I don't imagine you do well with the most popular drink, the espresso martini.
No, but how good the second one in Queensland is a Great Northern.
Yeah, the beer from up here. Yeah. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some-